Hey guys, Duke here for the Self Positive Podcast. We are on, I think it's number six, yeah. We're number six in the Fuck Self-Doubt series. We're talking today about how to actually deal with self-doubt. We've talked about how to kick negative thoughts in the face, dealing with where it comes from. Now today we have some strategies to go over to deal with self-doubt. Let's jump into it. All right, so we're going to go over some important ways to deal with self-doubt when it happens. Now, even the most successful people have self-doubt. If you're not doing something that's out of the ordinary, something that you don't normally do, then you don't have self-doubt. Like, if you're pretty sure about what's going on with what you're about to do, then you don't have any, if you're high level of certainty, then you don't have any problems. But if you're trying new shit, if you're trying to find new strategies to deal with old shit, then self-doubt is going to show up. And so dealing with it is something for everybody. So if you let self-doubt control you, though, and it make your decisions for you, if it rules your life, it's a total problem. So we want to have plans and strategies in place to deal with it. So the first strategy, and it's more of a mindset, is that you're not alone. Just realize that you're not alone. Everybody experiences self-doubt. Whether you have friends or family or anybody to talk to right now, you're not alone in your feelings. There's fucking message boards and Reddit and all these people. You could find somebody who feels the same way you do and is struggling in the same way you are. It's not what's going on in your circumstances that's the issue. It's how you react to it that matters. So you can find others to talk about with. You can jump into message boards. You can jump into Facebook groups, that kind of forum stuff, and talk to other people who are having similar problems as you. So you can commiserate with them and figure out what to do from kind of a main mindset perspective. Sometimes you feel like nobody understands you. Sometimes you feel like that you're kind of alone in your journey, and you're not. We're all experiencing the same shit on different levels. And if you react in a giving up, victim-like way, then you're going to have non-stellar results, right? So, like, for me right now, I'm, like, working really hard on money, right? Like, I'm dealing with, for the first time in a long, long time, not having a job and not being able to get one because the market's kind of not hiring at the moment. And instead of sitting around alone thinking I'm bullshit, right, I talk to other people about their struggles. And I got two job offers so far. They didn't pan out, but by just having those conversations and getting some understanding from other people, I started to see the doors open up on what's actually possible for me to do. Right now, I just decided to get any job. I started driving for Postmates just to get some money rolling in, and then I'm continuing to work on self-positive. I'm continuing to work on my agency and starting to get, you know, traction there. But if I start talking to other people who are dealing with the same thing, I'm starting to learn these strategies and what actually works and what's not just filler. So you're not alone. Somebody else is having your problem. Somebody else has had your problem. There are virtually no new problems under the sun unless, you're super high-end and you're trying to develop rockets or fucking invent new shit and deal with the Supreme Court and stuff. Like, I'm not there, so chances are somebody else has had this issue, and you can talk about it with them, and they might have some things to shed some light on the situation. Second strategy for self-doubt management is keeping a journal. I journal every fucking day. I'm a big pusher of the journal thing. If you write down your self-doubts today. I don't want you to write them down and repeat them over and over to have you focus on them, but if you write down your self-doubts and you start digging in like we did in episode 3 of this thing to figure out where they come from and question on whether or not your self-doubts are useful, then as you move forward in life, you know, 2 weeks from now, 1 month from now, 6 months from now, you'll be able to look back at these things and see how you pushed through the times where you had self-doubt. Normally, your doubts come from similar patterns that have happened ever since childhood. So if you run into an issue, it looks the same. Your personal limits, your limiting beliefs, look similar to some of the other limiting beliefs that are available in your past. And you've gotten through those problems, so you can see how you got through them if you keep a record. If you don't keep a record, your mind just sort of adapts to what's going on right now. And you forget that you used to be this way or you used to think this way. But if you write it all down and you keep a record, you'll be able to see it and you'll be able to map yourself on an upward trajectory of attitude and mindset. Third general strategy for self-doubt management, don't compare yourself to others. One of the worst things you can do is to make comparisons of your life to somebody else's. And that works both ways, right? Like, if you compare yourself to somebody richer than you and your problem is money, then you're going to be like, I'm not good enough, I suck, I don't even know why I should try. And if you compare yourself to somebody who's poorer than you, like, I'm better than you, then you're still going to keep yourself in this limited mindset in money, and you're not be looking for new opportunities and new ways to expand your wealth and your financial empire. Same thing with love interests and health, right? Like, if you're looking at somebody who's super skinny on the magazines and you're like, man, I wish I was them, I'm never going to get there, I don't have the willpower, blah, 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 then you don't really apply yourself to the diet and figure out what's good for you. You don't apply yourself to the workout and figure out what's good for you. If you're looking at a person who's unavailable to you and then you're just sort of sad that you're not able to get that person, like, and you're comparing yourself against other people who are able to just effortlessly date or whatever, then you're still going to talk shit to yourself. It's still going to hold yourself down and carry your self-doubt and carry your limiting beliefs with you. If you don't compare yourself to others, then you are better able to figure out how you actually are and how you're actually being in the world and how it's working against the feedback in the world. Like, if you're not comparing yourself, I don't make as much money as this guy, or I'm not as good looking as this guy, then you can see, okay, I am as good looking as I am. How can I improve it to get my results better in the world? Because it's really against, it's you and your environment. That's really it. Like, you don't have, other people just don't really matter unless you're doing, like, cooperative shit. Like, you might have to impress somebody to get into a job interview or whatever, and then their opinion matters. But most of the time, this shit doesn't matter at all. And you still don't need to compare yourself against other applicants, even in that example. You just need to compare yourself against the ideal that your new employer is looking for. And the clearer you have an understanding of that, and the clearer you have your understanding of what you're able to offer in that space, then the better your matches are going to be. Fourth strategy, general strategy in dealing with self-doubt, is to learn gratitude. Every single event in life has something to be grateful for. Even the worst shit that you put up with can be turned around and make it a lesson, right? You either win or you learn, right? If you learn a lesson for real, then the next time you show up a little bit better. Next time you see a situation that's similar, you handle it a little bit better. And the people who've overcome the worst shit, like death and crime and illness and parents leaving them and businesses failing and business partners like stabbing them in the back, they all have one thing in common. That's their abilities to see the positives. If they can be at least grateful to one person or grateful that something happened, then they can see the lesson in it and they can carry it on to the next level. If you don't see the lesson to it and you take a victim mentality and you just sort of sit there whining about how you didn't get what you thought you deserved, then you're wasting time and you're keeping your self-doubt alive. Your self-doubt is still hold up in your mind just as strong as it ever was because you keep reinforcing it by imagining the negative effects. If you start to look at the positives, you start to see all angles of it, then you're better able to leverage it in the future. Next strategy for dealing with self-doubt is to set small, attainable, immediate goals. It feels really good when you get some shit accomplished. But sometimes we have such perfectionism and expectations of ourselves that we make these big-ass goals and we project them out into the future, and then we don't meet them, and so the self-doubt keeps maintaining itself in our brain. But if you start setting these really small goals that still move you towards the end goal, then your motivational system, the thing that gets, you know, that feels really good when you achieve something, gets fired off on a constant and regular basis. And it's kind of like a muscle. It'll get better and more adapted when you use it more often. So if you set small-ass goals, you break everything down. I break everything down into like 15-minute goals, and I'll probably put my time management strategies up pretty soon. But you break everything down into like 15-minute goals, and if you can't even get that, then you drop them down to little 2-minute tasks. And then you just start checking them off, and all of a sudden your shit gets accomplished, and you feel very accomplished, and you know that you can get somewhere, even though it might take longer than you like, or take up more resources than you like, you know you can get somewhere. Like, that's it. Yeah, set small goals, make them achievable, and then start checking the lists off. Now, obviously, you want to be in the direction of your big, main, badass goals. You can't just make a list of things to do and then start checking off the list and expect to get anywhere, because, you know, sometimes we make lists for lists' sake, and then we just check off a bunch of boxes and they don't really make us feel any good, right? Like, you want the things that you're doing to be small steps towards your grand total dream and vision, and if you can do that, then it'll do a whole lot to deconstruct the problem in your brain of self-doubt sticking yourself up there and staying there. Next strategy is to surround yourself with positive people. Take the time to pick out people you already know who already make you feel good about yourself. If you don't have those people, find them. Stop hanging out with negative ass fucks. If you surround yourself with a bunch of people who naysay you, who create a bunch of self-doubt in your brain, fucking limit your exposure to that. Because you can't get anywhere if you're constantly second-guessing yourself and having it reinforced by the people around you. You can find these people in similar interest groups. Like, you go find meetups, find Facebook groups, find common interests, and find people who are super positive in that space. If you are not around more positive people, you will sink to the level of the negativity in your life. Stop that shit. Surround yourself with positive people nowish. Next thing is to learn to respect obstacles. Now, everybody's got obstacles in their life. They got some circumstances, experiences in the world that keep them from doing shit. Some people got kids. Some people have, you know, they have little things on their ankles. It means they can't leave their house. There's all sorts of things that hold you back. You got to respect them, right? You got to know that they're there. You can't just ignore them like they're not, because often the consequences tend to get bigger as time goes on. If you feel like a bad parent and that you're not giving enough time to your kids, and then you go out and you ignore them and you shuffle them off to somebody else, your guilt gets bigger and your self-doubt in that area gets bigger. So, like, find practical, strategic ways to deal with that stuff, even if they're small, and keep taking those things out of the knees. Because if you don't respect the obstacles, they will eventually eat you alive. The way to deal with this stuff is to respect the fact that you might have something to learn or gain from the experience. Like, if you have a specific problem with, like, oh, I can't talk to girls because I always fall in love every time and then I get heartbroken and I don't like that feeling. Well, chances are you have something to learn about communication and putting people on pedestals and putting all your heart and soul into somebody who's not yet invested in you. Like, those things are things to learn. They're skill sets. And if you can learn those skill sets, you'll be better at dating and, you know, getting the things you want accomplished, right? Respect that and respect the obstacles. If you find a way to respect the obstacles as like viable opponents, then you can deal with them effectively. The biggest problem most people have in this area is clarity. Like, they're not clear on what their real problems are. They're not clear on what their real goals are. And if they don't have any clarity, they're stuck. They can't take action. And they can doubt their ability to take action if they don't take it often enough. Next strategy is learn from your mistakes. If you make a mistake, stop beating yourself up about it. There's absolutely fucking nothing useful about beating yourself up. I'm going to go into the hardcore science, the psych science behind this. But beating yourself is a fucking pointless endeavor. Like, it doesn't even work. Most people, we beat ourselves up normally because we think that next time we'll feel compelled to be better at it because we had such a bad experience this time. But that's generally not the case. If your willpower is as such that you don't get the things that you want done, and then you beat yourself up for it, then you start to identify as somebody who doesn't get things done, and then it makes you less effective in the future. Don't beat yourself up. Learn from your mistakes. Accept what happened, and let go of the rest of the bullshit. If you take a journal and you write down, okay, this happened, here's the solution that I provided, here's the thing that didn't work, also, here's some things I can try next time. If you actively think, okay, what else could I do that could work in this situation? And if your first answer is, I don't know, then you're not thinking hard enough. Figure out how you're going to do it differently next time, even if it doesn't seem like it has a good rate of success. You haven't tried it. So try to come up with different things than you normally do, because what you normally do will stick you in a rut. What do they say? The definition of insanity is trying the same shit the same way over and over and over again and getting the same results. Yeah, or expecting different results. Silliness. Anyway, learn from your mistakes. Figure out how you do it differently and then try that the next time and you'll start to see that progress. Next strategy is know when to walk away. There are some times to give the fuck up. Really. Relationships, jobs, situations that, you know, social friendships that are not serving you. You can cut these things out of your life and be a much better person for it. You have a lot less negative influence, a lot less doubt and craziness, like, foisted upon you by other people. You don't, like, one time, my mom, she fucking would just, every time I saw her, just beat me up about everything. Just, like, try to make me feel guilty. And it was hard to get out from under it. So I just stopped talking to her for, like, a year. And, yeah, I mean, I saw her on the holidays or whatever. We didn't really have an active relationship. And it wasn't, like, punishment. I wasn't trying to manipulate or anything. It was just, like, I just needed not be around that influence. Like, And when we got back in touch and we started talking again, the reality of the, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The way that she treats me is totally different, right? She's still her, she's still trying to guilt and do all this stuff, but I didn't have to fucking deal with the guilt for so long that I had learned how to deal with it in a good way, where I let go of the bullshit and I just interact with her as a human being, and instead of feeling all obligated because she was my mother. And dealing with all of that, I became a much better person by removing the poison from my life for a bit. I'm not saying I need to cut my mom off, but because she's not that toxic, but the thing is that there are going to be people, relationships, jobs that are just fucking you up and creating a lot of self-doubt. And if you just remove them from your life, then they're not fucking you up anymore. And that helps. Sometimes you do that out of fear and then you lose something that was good. So be careful to understand exactly why. Have the self-awareness. Understand exactly why you need to cut them off. And but if it's time, it's fucking time. Stop being a dead horse. The next strategy is called, it's okay to be uncomfortable. The one thing to realize about life is it's okay to be comfortable, uncomfortable sometimes. Everybody's all chasing happiness and comfortability and da da da. But, like, that's not how life always works, man. Like, it's okay to be used to the bullshit sometimes. You can't grow if you don't experience some discomfort, if you don't step out of your comfort zone a little bit. Doesn't mean you have to be in torture, not physically or mentally or spiritually, but it's okay to be a little bit fearful, a little, I don't know what's going to happen, because that's where all the big growth happens. It's like putting yourself in a position where you don't have all the answers. That's great. Being uncomfortable or unsure in those situations is totally natural. So if you put things in perspective, by seeing the contrast of what's going on and being okay with that uncomfortability, you know when you make a good choice, because then you know what it looks like on the other side. So it's okay to be uncomfortable. Good strategy. Next strategy is to assess your strengths and weaknesses. One way to deal with your self-doubt is to honestly figure out where your strengths and weaknesses lie. This is a self-awareness exercise. If you know what you're strong in and you know what you suck at, then you can improve. If you have the clarity to understand where you suck, then like you can improve what you're doing. You can find ways to do it differently. You can test new strategies. If you find things that you're strong at, you can double down on that stuff. You can find more situations where you can use your strengths. Sometimes the way to improve your weaknesses is to let somebody else deal with it. Delegate it. If you're a bad cook, but you don't want to lose weight, and you don't want to learn to cook, then it's okay to order a meal kit or to have somebody else do it. Like, I got this buddy in Doha. He runs like a $5 million business where he delivers food to a bunch of people who want to eat keto, but they don't want to cook it themselves. So he just like carts the stuff all over the city. He hired a bunch of chefs and he deals with it. Like, he's a badass. And it's for people who don't want to go do it themselves because they're not good at it. Well, fuck it. They hired somebody to do it. So if you have a weakness and you can't get around it, then find somebody to delegate to. That's sometimes a good way to deal with it. There's always a way around it. The strength that you have naturally, you can improve upon them just by thinking about it, having a little bit of clarity, and trying different tactics and measuring what's going on with your results. So yeah, assess your strengths and weaknesses. Be self-aware. The next strategy is get accountability. Accountability is super badass. Most of my job as a dating coach is accountability. It's getting people to do what they said they're going to do. It's not... the information that comes out of my mouth is readily found in all sorts of books and blog posts and podcasts and YouTube. Like, the information's not the problem. The problem that people normally have is sticking to the goals that they set. It's getting their best intentions to line up with their best actions. Get some accountability. It can help to have somebody around. You can get a life coach. You can get a guy like me. You can get a counselor. You can get a friend. You can get a support group. Like, whatever you want, get some accountability. Answer to somebody. Try not to choose a friend without their knowledge, though. Like, don't get somebody, expect them to hold you accountable and then not tell them, right? Like, other people will be like, yeah, you know, if I just, my mom should have woke me up. Like, no, your mom shouldn't have woke you up. You should have told your mom, hey, can you wake me up if I'm not up by this time? And then had her agreement. And then, only then, you can have her hold you accountable. Don't expect other people to do shit for you. But if you have a positive friend, somebody who focuses on, like, cool outcomes and, like, the ability to actually do shit, then have them help you. That's okay. But if they don't know what they're doing, they might lead you astray. There are a lot of guys who are like, I need a wingman, bro. And then they go out with dudes who are completely clueless about relating to other humans. Their idea of dating is to get really drunk and try to find somebody who likes their drunk personality. And although that is a really effective method at getting short relationships and interactions, it's not all that effective at, you know, qualifying them to your standards and having a conversation that lets you appreciate each other and respect each other as humans. So don't take out a wingman who sucks. If you want to have somebody hold you accountable, make sure they know what the fuck they're doing. You don't want them to throw you to the wolves. I had a girlfriend, she was a chef, and I went on this diet, and I was like, babe, don't let me eat anything bad. She's like, okay. And then she cooks me all this crap, like, good food, but like way too many calories. And I'm like, you're not helping me with the goal that I asked you to help me with. She's like, well, I'm a cook. What do you want? Like, you want me to cook you food or not? I'm like, she was not qualified to hold me accountable to my diet goals. So, you know, make sure that who knows the guy, the person that you try to get to hold you accountable, make sure they know what the fuck they're doing. And if you can afford it, hire a life coach. I am one, and there's some other guys on the Self-Positive crew. If you want somebody to check in with weekly and deal with, there's a product for that somewhere on our products page. But get somebody who can deal with it. And people like us, we have like a clear understanding of behavioral and motivational strategies. So if you can get that in your way, that's great. So hold yourself accountable. All these strategies that we just talked about for dealing with your self-doubt, they're not going to work if you don't implement them. If you don't put them into play, they're not going to do anything for you. You can know, oh yeah, have a positive attitude, Duke. Find somebody to be accountable. Good advice. But, like, if you don't do it, it's not going to fucking help you. Life isn't that complicated. Like, you got to stay alive. You got to figure out how to be romantic with somebody at some point and pop some kids out for your evolutionary imperative. But, like, it's not all that complicated. Like, most things have a system. People have trailblazed before you. Everybody knows, like, everything that you want to do has probably been done before by a lot of people. So, the strategies for self-doubt here, if you're doubting yourself and you want to get over it and you believe that you can, do the shit. And if you have other strategies, please put them in the blog comments below or send me a message over social and I'll add them. I'll keep updating this document as it continues to move forward. But self-doubt holds you back from a whole lot of shit. Stop letting it. There are tactics here. Use them. If you let it go out of control, you can get a lot more anxiety. You can get depression. You get in a bad situation. It's bad. It's bad. If you really want to experience super joy. The words that come out of my mouth don't make sense sometimes. If you want to experience a lot of joy in your life, if you want to believe in yourself, if you want to stop dealing with yourself, beating yourself up and telling yourself you can't do it, start now. Just fucking do it. Don't delay. Don't make excuses. Just do it. Here's what you can do right now. Now that you listen to all that shit, you're probably wondering where to start. Use this last part to get yourself organized and get ready for your changes. And if you really want to overcome self-doubt and start believing in yourself, it'll take some action. So, let's get started. First off, pinpoint where your self-doubt began. There's a couple of podcasts back that tells you how to figure out where your self-doubt is in each situation. Use the information you learned. It's important to figure out where it started. You don't have to go relive the trauma, but it's important to figure it out. If you can't figure it out, get therapy. For real. Handle that shit. Don't let it sit there and, like, toxify your life. And speaking of toxicity, if you're in a toxic relationship if you're a toxic relationship with somebody who doesn't believe in you and tells you so, get the fuck out. Work on getting out of it. Because they're just going to hold you the fuck back. Stop that shit. And then assess your strengths and weaknesses, like we did on the last tip. Try to figure out what you're good at and what you're not good at. And then double down on your strengths and improve your weaknesses or delegate them. And then the last thing I'm going to tell you, well, not the last thing. The second to last thing I'm going to tell you is get some fucking exercise. Eat right, exercise. Everybody, okay, I'm not going to go on a big fucking bandwagon about sugar and American diets and whatever. But, like, half of you are zombieing around the world trying to fucking think straight, and you can't because you don't have enough electrolytes in your system, or you're too much fucking glycogen or too much glucose. Like, there's too much sugar in your system, so your brain doesn't even work right. You're foggy. You're tired. Your sleep cycle sucks. And it takes out your motivation. It takes out your behavioral, like, any motivation that you have, your behavioral motivation, and if you have a whole lot of self-doubt and not a lot of willpower, your physiology has a lot to do with it. So, eat right. Get your blood moving every once in a while. Yeah. Do that. And next thing is buy a journal. If you haven't got a journal yet, I fucking harp on it every episode. Get a fucking journal so you can write down all this shit. You can write your self-doubts. You can write how they change and affect themselves over time. You can write all of your new opportunities and strategies. You can write down your gratitudes. You can write down all the little written exercises we do on the Self-Positive Podcast every day. Like, there's all sorts of things you can do in the journal. Get a journal. Get a journal. All right. The rest of it, you can read on the blog. I'm talking about making small goals and, you know, taking massive action. Whatever. I've talked about that ad nauseum before. Write some shit down, figure out where it is, and start improving on your strengths. Like that, it's really simple. Like, if you doubt yourself, pinpoint it, have some clarity on what it is, and then figure out how to take it out. Like it was a cancer in your system, because it is. Anyways, hopefully you learn a lot about this shit, about what's going to build up your self-image, how to kick self-doubt out of your life, move you toward believing yourself again, believing in yourself again. Remember, nothing is gained without putting one foot in front of the other. Take action. But also, remember that you're capable. You can do it, and you deserve to do it too, because you're worth it. You have the tools, you have enough to deal with whatever's in front of you. If you can access your own inner resources, you'll win. Anyways, that's today's Self-Positive Podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with some more shit. If you like us, 5-star us. If you don't, give your review elsewhere. And until tomorrow, stay awesome and stay positive.